Express, CNN leading the charge. 8 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. Christopher Cantwell, the white supremacist seen in a Vice documentary about the rallies in Charlottesville, is now in jail there, facing felony charges for his role in a UVA rally the night before the August 12th demonstrations. Cantwell took to social media the other day to defend his actions.
I've been engaged in violence. I have. There's no question about it, and I've done nothing to hide that, but it was done in defense of myself and others.
Cantwell, who's from New Hampshire, turned himself into police yesterday. An apology from the Republican Party of Virginia to the Democratic nominee for governor. The GOP is apologizing for tweeting the other day that Ralph Northam had, quote, turned his back on his own family's heritage by supporting the removal of Confederate monuments. Northam's great-grandfather fought for the Confederacy. Forecasters have now posted a hurricane warning for much of the Texas Gulf Coast ahead of Harvey, the tropical storm that could become a hurricane by tomorrow. Meteorologist John Trout says flooding will almost certainly be a major concern.
The reason for the varying numbers of 8 to 10 inches of rain, 13 inches, 20 inches, is the possibility that this system may stall out over portions of Texas and Louisiana because of some other weather systems in the U.S. which will actually block and keep this system in place.
They say Harvey could be a hurricane by tomorrow. The former FBI director has a new gig right here in Washington.
Howard University says James Comey will be the keynote speaker at the school's opening convocation on September 22nd. And will lead and conduct 5 lectures during the academic year. The school's president, Wayne A.I. Frederick, says he hopes that Comey's lectures will, quote, go a long way in sparking rich discussion and advancing meaningful debates across campus. So far, Comey isn't saying specifically what his lectures will cover. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Changes could be coming to Lake Forest Mall in Gaithersburg now that it's under new ownership.
Montgomery County can't afford to waste that land, says Councilmember Craig Rice.
It really is one of the linchpins to the success of the Montgomery Village area, as well as the Gaithersburg area.
He says the Lake Forest Mall's future represents an important economic development opportunity.
Some sort of small residential mix, along with some great retail that is a little bit of a different model from what we've seen from our standard malls.
Rice concedes the retail landscape is changing, but
there will always be places where people will need to be able to return items, to see items and touch and taste and feel them.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.
If you're searching for a purebred puppy online, be careful.
Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring says his office has been getting complaints from people who put deposits down on puppies they saw online, only to find out those puppies didn't exist. He says there are some red flags to watch out for.
Be careful of sites that require that you communicate only by email. Also, be wary of sending payments by MoneyGram.
And if the prices are much lower than other sites, it may be a scam. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,812. The Nasdaq at 62.78. Sports, the Astros pound the Nationals. The Orioles blow a ninth-inning lead but come back to win in the 12th. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's the deal.
Traffic and weather. The day's top stories and you.
This is a show that is open and welcome to both parties, Republicans and Democrats.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
Let's have that conversation.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
We're PenFed Credit Union, a community of 1.6 million members helping each other do better. We put our earnings back into great rates for everyone on auto loans, mortgages, credit cards, and more. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender.
PenFed's got great rates for
Hi, I'm Chris Grisafi. Our public schools are the centerpiece of our communities. They prepare our children for successful futures and bring us together as neighbors. With one of the most respected school systems in the country, we can't afford a board who places their own social and political agendas ahead of our children's education. It's time to bring back practical decision-making and common-sense solutions. We have an incredibly important special election coming up on Tuesday, August 29th. You can vote absentee now through August 26th at the Government Center. To protect excellence in our schools, please vote for me, Chris Grisafi.
Paid for and authorized by Friends for Chris Grisafi.
Need your home sold, guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, here's a scoop on the Virginia Beltway. It was the long-standing crash in her loop at the toll road. It's been gone for about 20 minutes or so, but man, the delay is extensive out of Springfield. So as you merge off of 95 onto the inner loop to the toll road for delays, 66 are affected as well because it was tough to merge onto the Beltway. So we're back out of Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Not related to that. The crash is new on the Dulles Toll Road. If you're coming inbound, eastbound Dulles Toll Road after the Fairfax County Parkway, do watch. We still have response heading there. A new Beltway crash has been on the outer loop at Van Dorn. That was in the second lane from the right. No problems to report right now if you're heading 270 southbound, but we do have the delays Germantown into Gaithersburg for 2995 BW Parkway, all getting down to the Beltway. That had been incident free. No problems to report inside the Beltway on the B-dub and 50 heading into town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAF Weather Channel forecast.
A few clouds this morning and a few this afternoon. Low 80s into the mid-60s tonight. Suburbs will be a little cooler. Clouds and sun tomorrow only in the upper 70s, and the weekend looks just as nice. A mix of clouds and sunshine in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Herndon, 68 in Kensington, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. A new study suggests just how much money you're going to need for healthcare in retirement. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Thursday morning. Joining us at 8:15 will be Robert Spencer from Jihad Watch. His group was targeted by PayPal. Shut them down. You can't use PayPal because you're a hate group. Interesting. At 8:35, Harmeet Dhillon, who is James Damore's lawyer, will be with us. Mr. Damore's the guy who was fired for writing that memo about Google's culture, their corporate culture there, and the diversity. And that was leaked publicly, and he was subsequently fired. So we're going to talk to her about what is going on there. Apparently, there's a lawsuit in the works if she's his lawyer. I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonies.
Hey, good morning. I'm pleased to be joined now by Joe Concha, the media reporter and columnist for The Hill. You see Joe regularly on Fox, and you can read his columns on The Hill, of which all of them are excellent. Joe, thanks for joining Mornings on the Mall.
Mary, Vince, good to hear from you. What are we talking about?
Oh, literally everything. So I'm going to try and move through this rapid fire.
So settle in.
This is a week of media insanity. Let's start with ESPN. They decide to remove this guy, Robert Lee, from calling the UVA game. You've written about this. I mean, everyone seems to know about this story. What's your take on it?
Well, my take is that Robert Lee is an Asian American. You can never be confused with a dead Confederate general. And ESPN created a firestorm that never would have existed if they moved him off the game. Think about it, guys. You never heard of Robert Lee, I would imagine, before the announcer, before this whole controversy came. 99% of Americans probably never had either. And if the concern was, well, you know, some memes may come up, some mean memes may come up if they hear a Robert Lee is calling a game in Charlottesville at the University of Virginia, and we want to avoid Robert, you know, being maybe heckled or harassed. Well, you could have moved him off the game quietly because no one knew he was working in the first place outside of maybe his broadcast partner. So that's the whole problem there with ESPN. They created a controversy where it did not exist, and obviously now I heard a saying that it's called MS-ESPN.
Yes.
At this point, you can make that argument that they've gone so liberal in their political views, and all people want is to go there, get scores, watch sports, and not have to have that rammed down their throat in that venue.
It's 2017's most perfect story. ESPN, looking to avoid memes, decides to use a not racist element of their program and get rid of it on racist terms. It's really perfect. It's insane.
You said it better than I did.
I want to move on to CNN. I've spent a lot of time this morning focusing on CNN for any number of reasons. One of them is that Brian Stelter, on his media reporting program, has begun what appears to be a concerted effort across that network to constantly refer to issues about Trump's mental health. They're just raising questions, he says. He said it a lot, and not just him. Literally, almost every news anchor that is on that network has raised questions about Trump's mental health this week. Many of them pegged to James Clapper suggesting something about it, too. What do you make of CNN just sort of riding this horse like it's a campaign?
It is amazing, and you noticed the same thing I did, that coincidentally, on Sunday, Brian, who's a media critic and reporter like I am, starts a narrative, and now everybody else at the network is following that narrative. It's as if they're singing from the same sheet of music or a memo or something. But, hey, I'm just speculating. Look, everybody that is speaking about President Trump's mental health on that network, from its media critic to its hosts to other pundits they have on there, none of them are psychiatrists or doctors at last check. So if you're going to go down this road, maybe you book an expert to talk about the president's mental health issues or lack thereof.
But Joe, the thing,
this just seems like a narrative that is being pushed out of virtually nowhere just because those folks disagree with Trump's message,
So
much because he has a mental problem.
And the basis for this, remember, let's place this in context. Brian Stelter is the media critic for the network. His job is actually to assess the validity and the process of reporting. And when he looks at this, his view of this and the way he brought it up on Sunday was to say, reporters talk about this when the cameras are off, so therefore I thought I'd share it with our audience. What you're saying is idle gossip inside of CNN is occurring, and therefore I'm going to tell you what it is. That's not reporting. That's literally advancing gossip and turning it into a national news story.
Yeah, I believe Brian Stelter said in newsrooms, people are talking about Trump's mental health. Well, Brian, outside of the New York CNN headquarters newsroom, where else have you been? Well, obviously nowhere else but CNN. So that is an excellent point, Vince, that he is literally talking about reporters, anchors, hosts, pundits at CNN that are talking about this, not across newsrooms, which is the way that he portrayed it. So look, I'm disappointed in Brian. I used to think that I always knew that he leaned left, but now he has gone into being a full advocacy journalist and is saying some and reckless things at this point, and no one seems to keep him in check because I guess they like the narrative that is being pushed from an executive level.
You know, Joe, I'd like to move over to the Wall Street Journal. The editor-in-chief there, Gerard Baker, who's the editor-in-chief, sent out some late-night emails, and he criticized the reporters over their coverage of Trump's rally in Phoenix, and he said, sorry, this is commentary dressed up as news reporting, and he added, could we please stick to reporting what he said rather than packaging it in exegesis and selective criticism. Those emails were leaked to the New York Times. So clearly some of his reporters thought this was so egregious and so outrageous that they leaked it to the New York Times. What does this say about the state of any kind of journalism? Is it just rogue and it's just the Wild West within the ranks?
Well, first of all, I saw this story kind of blowing up yesterday and saying, oh my God, Gerard Baker took his reporters to task because they're editorializing too much in their straight news reports. And I'm saying, okay, well, I get what you're saying. Like, yeah, the leaked emails are troubling that a Wall Street Journal owned by Rupert Murdoch, the executive chairman of 21st Century Fox, and obviously Fox News, would leak these to their biggest competitor, the New York Times. Well, what's the story here? If Baker is the editor-in-chief and he sees reporters going off in an opinion direction, all he's saying is, let's take that out because that shouldn't be in a straight news report. It sounds to me like he's actually doing his job as an editor. Instead, he's being criticized for criticizing his reporters. Well, I work for The Hill, and my editors change what I write sometimes, or they say, hey, Joe, that's a little bit over the line, or maybe you should alter this or modify this or remember this point. That's the whole point of an editor-in-chief. So, yeah, the leaked emails are troubling, but I don't see one thing that Jared Baker did wrong.
Well, the leaked emails are suggestive of a rebellion by the reporters. It's not, it's not just about the competition with the New York Times. It's clearly that you have reporters who are insubordinate here, and for reasons that are not just. They're because they believe that editing is oppressive. Those emails, if you were going to leak emails that were damaging to Gerard Baker, what you would leak is like, hey, I want to go easy on Trump. Those are not the words he used. He said explicitly that he wanted to be loyal to the facts. And who's going to disagree with that in the pursuit of journalism?
Yep, the exact quote is, could we please just stick to reporting what he said, Trump, then packaging it in selective criticism. Okay, makes sense to me. This is commentary dressed up as news reporting. That's where he says somewhere else. But let's be careful here. This could just be one reporter who's angry about the way he's being told to do his or her job.
True.
It might not be a reporter's rebellion within the Wall Street Journal. It could just be one bad apple.
That's true, but we saw some ex-Wall Street Journal reporters immediately in the wake of this tweeting about how they feel for their comrades over there and how everybody seems to be oppressed. This is just a bizarre story, and one that I think right now, as far as the facts go, are in Gerard Baker's favor.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And, there's a media critic, I don't know if you ever heard of him, Jeff Berfisozzi, I'm not pronouncing that correctly, and I apologize. He once said that the divide between news and editorial is one of the fundamentals of journalism. People are able to move back and forth across that divide, taking care not to allow their personal views to color their news reportage. And that has been completely eviscerated. And we see that in cable news all the time, where straight news anchors like an Anderson Cooper or even a Shepard Smith on Fox tend to be editorializing a little bit more. And if that's the case, then fine. Don't call yourself an anchor anymore. You're now a host. And you could opinionize all you want, and that's that. But it seems like even the straightest of news reporters, even on the evening news, are suddenly saying, you know what, let me make it more about me and share my personal feelings because I want to do what's right in my mind, and that's a big problem.
Joe, I think you've summarized media in the Trump era. I really appreciate you stopping by to give us a quick rundown. There's much more to come, so we'll definitely have you back.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, sir. 8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland trying to get in and through Camp Springs. The obstacle, the crash, northbound on 5 before you get to the Beltway. Stay to the right to get by. But I'm looking at big delays, Route 5 Branch Avenue, before you even get to Woodyard Road. So do watch for the delays, extensive up ahead to get past the crash. Now, if you're heading over toward the Wilson Bridge, it does take some of the pressure off of that stretch of the Beltway. Delays are now after St. Barnabas Road, 295 northbound. We've had to stop and go through the morning up toward the Naval Research Lab, but it looks like a fender bender's reported along the way. Still watching southeast under police direction with the crash on the northbound side of South Capitol Street. If you're going northbound before you get to MLK Junior Avenue for the crash. Here's what's in store. Virginia Beltway, both accidents cleared. Outer loop at Van Dorn, so that looks much better. But the inner loop at the toll road, it was a long-standing crash. It's gone, but delays leaving Springfield. Loudoun County commuters, watch. It's the first day back to school, so watch the bus stops, watch for the kids this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today's sun and clouds mix with a high of 82 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds, low around 66. Tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy, a high around 79 degrees. And then on Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the upper 70s and lows in the low 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 817 on WMAL.
If you're looking for quality flooring at incredibly low prices, you need 50 Floor. During the month of August, installation is free. Schedule an in-home consultation. Use promo code WMAL for an additional $100 discount. 50floor.com. Joining us right now on WMAL is Robert Spencer. Robert is the director of Jihad Watch. He's also the author of a new book, very timely, The Complete Infidel's Guide to Free Speech and Its Enemies. Love the title. Robert Spencer, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on.
So I want to know why your group is so hateful and so hateful that you had to be banned from PayPal.
Well, you know what happened? The Southern Poverty Law Center for years now has been labeling ordinary and completely legitimate, reasonable groups like mine, not advocating violence, not calling for vigilante action, not demonizing anybody, but just simply telling truths that the left doesn't really want out there. And they've been lumping us in with groups like the neo-Nazis and the KKK on their hate group list. So after Charlottesville, the left is taking these hate group lists from the Southern Poverty Law Center and is trying to deny any access to any platforms and shut out all these people. And people think, oh, that's great. We'll get rid of all these Nazis. The problem is that the hate group list is so flawed and it contains legitimate conservative voices. So PayPal shut us down on that basis.
Yeah, I mean, not just your site, but a lot of organizations have been listed as hate groups or considered hate sites for any number of reasons, including opposition to gay marriage. Simply, you have Christian organizations like the FRC, which stands, is opposed to gay marriage on they say religious grounds. They've been identified as a hate group, and you remember, I think it was 2013, you had a shooter go into their building with the saying that and attributed his decision to go there to the Southern Poverty Law Center's target list of hate groups. And this SPLC is treated as almost as if it's a government agency, like by the press. You see routinely journalistic organizations citing them not skeptically at all. This is a hate group, and you got lumped in with this, and as a result, PayPal went after your site.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. It's incredible how the establishment media acts as if this is a completely legitimate group when they're the ones whose teachings have actually incited violence. And in reality, the Southern Poverty Law Center has never listed any groups like Occupy Wall Street or Black Lives Matter or any of these groups that are out there beating people up on the streets. They're never listed as hate groups. It's only groups on the right that are lumped in and tarred, smeared by association with these neo-Nazis. And the press never asks, well, wait a minute, who watches the watchman here? How do we know this is really a neutral and impartial arbiter of what's a hate group and what isn't?
Well, in addition to like pointing out SPLC's obvious deficiencies, there's a lesson here for a lot of people who may wonder, how is it that you were able to get PayPal to reverse their decision? What was the thing that you guys did in order to make them, you know, see the light, see the truth here?
Well, Jihad Watch still has a considerable audience, and so I called for a boycott of PayPal, asked people to contact them and tell them that this was outrageous. Just a couple weeks ago, there was a jihadi who was found to have financed his terror attack by raising $8,000 via PayPal. And so the idea that jihadis can use this platform, but foes of jihad terror can't, it was outrageous. PayPal was inundated with protests, and they backed down. And as the left continues to try to shut down the freedom of speech for those it opposes, that is a very good victory, very important victory, and a good object lesson.
Yeah, the American Freedom Defense Initiative, headed by Pamela Geller, was also targeted. They also were successful in getting this reversed. I believe, though, that they say that they are not going to continue to use PayPal, and I believe you, too, are no longer going to use PayPal as well, if you can avoid it. Are there other groups, though, that have been targeted by PayPal that have not been as successful as you in reversing the decision?
Yes, that's right. There have been. I don't know actually the status of Faith Freedom right now. That's a group run by an ex-Muslim, Ali Sina, who just calls it as he sees it. And I heard this morning that Politically Incorrect, a counter-jihad group in Germany, has been shut down by PayPal. There's a concerted effort to not only PayPal, but block groups that are outside the left's agenda, from Google, from Facebook, from Twitter, and it's ongoing.
In what world are the people who oppose jihad the hate group? This is...
Well, this is something... Yeah, it's. I'm glad you mentioned that, because this is something that I've been dealing with for, like, 20 years. I was appalled when I wrote my first book, which is way back in prehistory, and I thought that there was going to be reasonable discussion of these issues, and instead I was labeled a hate monger. And I realized quickly, this is a tactic that groups tied to Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood, like the Council on American-Islamic Relations, use in the United States to shut down any discussion of the motivating ideology of jihad terror. They don't want to discuss. They don't want to debate. Well, they would lose if they did. And they do, and they do it consistently, and they never break character, is claim that opposing jihad terror, that speaking about how jihadis use the Quran, the teachings of Islam, to justify violence, and make recruits among Muslims who are peaceful, that even to talk about that is hateful and bigoted and Islamophobic. Clearly, they just want to make sure that nobody really knows what motivates these jihadis, and that's why we have this ongoing discussion about whether we should even call it Islamic terrorism.
Well, Robert Spencer, congratulations on at least a small victory here, turning back a tech company attempting to label you as a hate group. I do think, you know, the reality is, luckily, you've got a big platform. There are a lot of people who don't. They have much smaller platforms. And by the way, Robert Spencer's book is called The Complete Infidel's Guide to Free Speech and Its Enemies, a timely book released by a man who's under fire for that very thing, free speech. Robert Spencer, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
8:23 now on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Chris Plant here. We're just a few weeks away from the Media Research Center's annual gala, and there are only a few tickets left. Go to mrc.org/gala to get yours now. Guests include yours truly, Brigitte Gabrielle, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Meadows, Joe Piscopo, Cal Thomas, and many others. Join us on September 21st for a great night of fun at the expense of the liberal media. Get your tickets before they run out at mrc.org/gala. That's mrc.org/gala.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and Virginia, inner loop at the toll road, that crash is gone. The closer you get to the toll road, the better the pace, but it's getting there. So from Springfield, get you past 66, slow. And again, inner loop now past the toll road toward the Legion Bridge, hung up as is the northbound side of the G-Dub. Now, on the toll road coming inbound, eastbound toll road, after the Fairfax County Parkway, crew still trying to get everything to the shoulder from the earlier accident. On the outer loop of the Virginia Beltway, crash gone. Outer at Van Dorn, and that looks good. So if you're leaving Springfield heading to the Wilson Bridge, you're in fine shape. Northbound 5, Branch Avenue, trying to get in and through Camp Springs. The crash northbound 5 just before the Beltway. Looks like they have that to the shoulder now, but big delays still out of Clinton. We need to get those cleared. On Route 4, outside of the Beltway, if you're going outbound Route 4, watch for an unusual backup to get you past the Suitland Parkway, and that's due to the crash. Watch for police to direct you around through there. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and your feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We are expecting more of what we had yesterday afternoon. The overcast, a little less prevalent now. Partly cloudy skies we go through today. Should be a nice one. Low humidity, 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Sijic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Oh, currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 827 on WMAL.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
UMUC helps you reduce your out-of-pocket costs by replacing undergrad and graduate textbooks with no-cost electronic resources, including electronic textbooks, interactive exercises, and more, all immediately available through your online classroom. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Remember when being middle class meant being more secure? These days, America's working families feel under attack. Our outdated tax code has made the American dream harder to reach. It's too expensive, it's too complicated, and it's unfair. Working families pay our share, but struggle to get ahead. And every year, thousands of good jobs go to countries like China because our small businesses can't compete like they used to. America deserves better. Congresswoman Barbara Comstock is fighting to cut taxes for working families and make our tax code simpler and fairer, encouraging job creation here with higher paychecks and closing tax loopholes so everyone pays their fair share. Middle-class tax cuts mean more control as we plan, save for college and retirement, and they mean peace of mind. Together, we can take back the American dream. Thank Congresswoman Barbara Comstock for fighting to cut taxes for working families. Paid for by American Action Network.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Tracy, heard you started your own business.
Yep, a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt vending franchise. It's the latest revolution in healthy frozen yogurt. My robots...
Wait, your robots?
Yep, my robots deliver 7 flavors of delicious and healthy frozen yogurt to customers in high-traffic locations. And Reese and Irvy's provides everything we need to succeed.
And the robots do the work.
They work, so I don't have to.
How can I get my own robots?
Simply go to froyofranchising.com, enter promo code 7474, and submit your information. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 7474.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
All right, man got fired by Google for writing about diversity. That's all it took. Just questioning their whole strategy over there. His lawyer joins us in a second, Harmeet Dhillon. You're going to want to hear this interview. 8:30 now, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. A hurricane warning has been issued for the Texas Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Harvey approaches.
Harvey is expected to keep strengthening in the Gulf of Mexico, and it could reach Texas Friday. Preparations are underway in Texas as the governor declares a state of disaster for 30 counties ahead of the storm. In Galveston, some downtown businesses already have sandbags in place. I'm Andy Rose.
Powerball officials are waiting for the winner of last night's supersized jackpot to come forward.
The Handy Variety Convenience Store is ground zero for this latest giant Powerball jackpot drawing worth $758.7 million.
And the second largest jackpot in its history.
Officials say just one ticket beat the odds, greater than getting hit by lightning or having conjoined twins, and won the largest grand prize ever from a single lottery ticket in U.S. history. The winning numbers are 6, 7, 16, 23, and 26, and the Powerball number is 4. I'm Scott Carr.
Christopher Cantwell, the New Hampshire white supremacist who was featured in a Vice documentary about white nationalist rallies in Charlottesville, is now in jail in Charlottesville. He turned himself in yesterday to face several felony charges in connection with a rally on the UVA campus the night before the August 12th rally. The Republican Party of Virginia is apologizing for tweets earlier this week that were roundly criticized as offensive. The GOP tweeted that Democratic candidate for Governor Ralph Northam had, quote, turned his back on his own family's heritage by supporting removal of Confederate monuments. Northam's great-grandfather fought for the Confederacy. A number of Montgomery County students and parents are upset after learning that the College Board says dozens of AP exams are missing the multiple choice sections needed for final scores. More than 4 dozen Sherwood High School students are among those affected. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,812, the NASDAQ at 6,278. Sports, a loss for the Nationals in Houston, a 12-inning win at Camden Yards for the Orioles. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. We believe that the purchase of a diamond ring is very special. It's a moment you'll remember forever, so we make the experience exciting and worthy of your time. Compare a few and decide which appeals the most. Try them on. See how they fit your hand. Feast your eyes at the fiery brilliance leaping from our perfect Mervis diamonds. The sparkle is breathtaking. Each diamond is different. Examine them in-store with the help of a trained Mervis expert. The right way to choose is to view many diamonds and place each one live in a prestige designer ring like Tacori or Viraggio. At Mervis, we show fine quality GIA-graded diamonds at amazing prices. It's what you expect from the leading diamond importer. Online sites may promise a low price, but we beat them every day. When you're ready for that special diamond, let's meet. Ask for one of the Mervis family, Zed or Jonathan or me, Ronnie. We'll take great care of you. Call 800-HER-LOVE or go to MervisDiamond.com.
Our family is known for collecting things. Bicycles, sports equipment, camping supplies, and it all ends up in our backyard. Oh, and our 6 dogs. A neighbor insisted we have Long Fence come install a privacy fence so we don't lose anything. So thoughtful. I went to longfence.com, got a free estimate, and now we have a beautiful custom privacy fence to keep all of our collections safe and out of sight. Thanks, neighbor.
Everything we do makes a difference at Long Fence.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, in Social Security benefits, and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Beltsville Wednesday, September 6th, McLean Thursday the 7th, both 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The primary symptoms of lung cancer are, well, none. By the time it's detected, it's usually advanced. At InnovaSHAR Cancer Institute, we provide screenings that can detect lung cancer in its earliest stage. If you're a smoker or stopped within the past 15 years, talk to us about a lung cancer screening. Because the earlier we detect it, the more effectively we can treat it. Learn more at innova.org/lungcancer. Innova. Join the future of health.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Couple of broken downs slowing the travel this morning on the toll road. Boy, we're jammed coming off of the Greenway now to get you past the Fairfax County Parkway. It was reported as a broken down dump truck there. Also, 28 slows to merge on. Now, for Route 7, you've been doing okay here. Had a report of a minor crash. You're seeing a little bit of a hang up here as you approach North Sterling Boulevard. Coming inbound, eastbound on Route 7. For 66, it was the volume merging onto the Beltway delays that begin in Springfield now to get you past 66. Earlier crash at the toll road gone. Now a broken down at Route 7 was reported blocking a lane. Southeast Southwest Freeway now reported with lanes open. I've done a triple check here, but slows each direction out of Virginia off the 14th Street Bridge and off the 11th Street Bridge. Apparently troubles with the signal lights in Northwest D.C. at 12th and K Street. Cruiser on their way to check it out. So if you get there and not working properly, please treat it as a four-way stop. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few clouds, a nice dry drive-in this morning, and more of the same this afternoon. 82 parked from clouds around with sunshine. Overnight tonight, we'll see the clouds thicken. 66, but no rain. Clouds mixed with sunshine tomorrow. Upper 70s. Saturday and Sunday, upper 70s once again with a mix of clouds and sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stijic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Alexandria, 68 in Greenbelt, 73 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. 8:37 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You know, earlier this month, James Damore, who was a Google engineer, and now he's not a Google engineer, he was fired after he wrote a memo questioning the company's loyalty to diversity practices. He suggested that there may be some trend-worthy biological differences, say, between men and women that are a propensity to become Google engineers. Just asking questions, just exploring it in the company. Well, that was too much, and they fired him. And so pleased to be joined this morning by Harmeet Dhillon, who is now representing James Damore, an attorney who's representing, and James has retained you, Harmeet, and we're glad to have you for a moment of time. Thank you for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Yes, my pleasure.
So tell us, first of all, why does James Damore need a lawyer at this moment?
Well, so he has numerous legal claims that he can pursue, and he's not a lawyer. He's a young man in his late 20s. And so in order to get good advice about which way to go and what claims to emphasize, and also, frankly, to help find evidence and other people who have suffered something similar, hiring a lawyer is the best way to do that. So that's what he's done.
So you're on a fact-finding mission right now. To what end? How is that process gone so far?
Well, he retained me last week. We've filed a notice of appearance with the National Labor Relations Board, where Hughes had already filed a complaint. And yesterday, I happened to be at the RNC meeting and Tennessee where I'm a member of the RNC, and I put out a blog post at my law firm yesterday morning letting people know that we're seeking additional information from people who suffered the same thing, and we got an avalanche of press coverage about it, but we also got numerous people who've worked at Google or currently or recently left Google who have shared stories that are consistent with James's story. So it's become very interesting.
When you say people have suffered the same thing, define that. What do you mean? What is the thing that they've suffered?
Well, I can't define it for you at this point since these people are not public, but let's just say that people whose viewpoints are perceived to be inconsistent with Google's political orthodoxy, either because they may be conservative or because they question discriminatory policies at the company that discriminate against the mainstream, are suffering termination, punishment, write-ups, bullying, managers inside the company blacklisting them and refusing to work with them, humiliation, defamation. It's quite extraordinary.
Now, I'm often told by people on the left when I bring this up that, well, you know, political view is not a protected class, so therefore, too bad.
Well, it's not as simple as political view, but actually, whoever said that doesn't live in California, where under our labor code, political views are a protected class, so that's number one.
Huh.
As a Republican lawyer in the Bay Area, I've actually helped several clients who've been fired because they are Republicans or because they want to run for office as a Republican, and we've been able to successfully resolve those claims privately. But on top of that, it's not just his political views. It's discussing working conditions. And under the National Labor Relations Act, which most conservatives don't think of as a venue to protect their rights because it's generally viewed as the province of leftist union-type people, in fact, those laws protect all of us Americans, not just people who work for unions. And it is legal and protected under our National Labor Relations Act for workers to discuss working conditions with other workers. And Google has run afoul of that, and they're going to be called to task by the government. But there may be claims that we bring outside as well.
You know, Harmeet Dhillon is who we're speaking with, who represents fired Google engineer James Damore. And Harmeet, you know, I was very struck by, in sort of the wake of his firing, the sweeping sort of statements made by Google, first by their diversity officer and then by their CEO, that kind of just painted James as unacceptable for the company and having noxious views for the company. Do you find that those statements may be legally actionable in terms of placing the company at risk in their behavior here?
Well, the same laws that apply to all of us with regard to defamation, character assassination, they apply to Google as well. And when one digs into the facts of what happened here, the statements that were made about him were really outrageous. And, you know, as a lawyer who handles employment matters, I advise both companies and their employees that you need to be careful what you say about other people. They have rights, they have feelings, they have lives, they have families, and you do not treat people as disposable garbage in the workplace, even if you're firing them for a legitimate reason. So the way he was stereotyped and stigmatized is awful, but what is more chilling to me, I'm glad I stumbled on this case, because thanks to the media attention, we've actually gotten, there's a dozen plus stories I've learned about in the last 24 hours.
Have you begun any legal communications whatsoever with Google?
We have let Google know that we represent Mr. Damore, and we have filed a notice with the National Labor Relations Board that we represent him, which would have been communicated by now to Google as well.
Okay, and has Google responded in any way to you?
No.
Okay.
But, you know, there's some technicalities here. When you send a letter noticing an employer that you represent their former employee or their current employee, you ask for a copy of their personnel file and some other stuff. And under the labor code in California, they have to give it to you within 21 days/30 days. So that's kind of a first step in any employment case.
Yes.
It's typical that we don't hear back until that 30th day or that 21st day, depending on the records we're requesting.
In light of what you have learned thus far, how likely is it that you file either an individual lawsuit on behalf of James or a class action lawsuit on behalf of all of these people?
Well, I can't comment on that, but I can tell you that I'm devoting substantial time and resources to this because I think it is very important, not just for one specific client, but this is a problem that exists, and I live in Silicon Valley, I live in San Francisco. This is a problem that is not limited to Google. It's a problem that actually infects other Silicon Valley companies that have, you know, virtual monopoly power in their markets. And as a result of that, I think they feel like they can act with impunity with regard to their employees and impose political views on people that's not American. You know, and I don't stand for one side or the other here. If I had a liberal employee who was being told by their boss they had to think a certain way or they'd get fired, that's un-American too. So we're going to stand for the rights of these employees.
Well, if the end result of all of this is more intellectual diversity in Silicon Valley, you've done God's work. So, Harmeet Dhillon, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
My pleasure.
844 now on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k. But a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
845 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, I want to start with the better news. I know some of you are still in delays from the earlier crash in Southeast, but it's all cleared now. If you use South Capitol Street, northbound before you get to MLK Jr. Avenue, crash is gone. They've reopened the lanes. Also, in through Camp Springs, the crash on Route 5, Branch Avenue, prior to the Beltway, that's gone. And quickly, those delays of ease. So go ahead and use Route 5. It's not going to cost you too much extra time here to get up through to the Beltway. Now, where we're still struggling, Virginia Beltway leaving Springfield, get you past 66 to Route 7 because of the stalled car now. On 66, we're still bogged down a bit through Fairlakes, Fair Oaks, and past Nutley Street. Toll Road, we're jammed. Initially reported as a broken down dump truck. Eastbound Toll Road after the Fairfax County Parkway delays off the Greenway. And 270 commuters, be very careful. It was reported as a broken down, and I'm looking at this in the camera. Southbound 270, it's a Jeep that's along the left side. So if you're coming south at the split, you're okay in the two right lanes going to Democracy. But watch along the left side, and that looks like a car may be involved in the crash behind this Jeep. It's right at the lane divide on 270 south. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good run of weather continuing now as we go on through today. A few clouds, a nice dry drive in this morning, and more of the same this afternoon. 82 partial clouds around with sunshine. Overnight tonight, we'll see the clouds thicken. 66, but no rain outside the Beltway. Will be cooler. Clouds mixed with sunshine tomorrow. Upper 70s. Saturday and Sunday, upper 70s once again with a mix of clouds and sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by the International Gem and Jewelry Show.
The International Gem and Jewelry Show is celebrating their 50th anniversary Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center. Buy directly from designers and save money on one-of-a-kind dazzling jewelry. You'll never want to buy jewelry anywhere else.
All right. If you're in your car right now, you're going to be grateful that you're in your car and not on the metro. If you're on the metro, I'm sorry. You're probably going to lose us halfway down the track anyway as you listen to us on the WMAL app. You've got a situation here with this metro train system. An internal metro review at WTOP reports found that some crucial maintenance records for tunnel ventilation fans were possibly falsified. Oh, that's good. Prompting a call now for an investigation into the transit agency's maintenance documentation practices. Metro's Office of Quality Assurance, which exists, discovered that four reports between 2014 and 2016 predated the creation of the form that was used to document the purported maintenance.
So they did the maintenance, but they put it on forms that didn't exist when the maintenance was done?
It sounds like it. It sounds like one way this is a metro cluster of some kind. So QICO, the Quality Assurance International Internal Compliance and Oversight Office, QICO, or KICO, let's call it that, KICO, identified several instances of maintenance record modification, said the internal report dated June 9th. That review comes after Metro has fired maintenance staff for falsifying other types of maintenance records. So, and by the way, the review also found that other records indicate that some preventative maintenance may have been skipped. You know, no big deal.
And falsified track inspection reports.
So, Metro, which is decreasing service, raising rates, refusing to allow people like Milo Yiannopoulos to even advertise his book on their billboards, refusing to allow the ACLU to advertise on its billboards, people to advocate for certain policy positions, apparently, according to the ACLU, on its billboards. They both have financial and practical logistical problems here, not to mention falsified records and, like, clear problems with maintenance records for tunnel ventilation specifically. Have you ever stood inside of a metro station?
Well, I don't want to breathe a lot of times when I'm in a metro station because some of them do have a distinct odor. Those falsified track inspection reports were last year when Metro, remember, fired or disciplined almost half of the track inspection department, which is separate over what they said were falsified track inspection reports. And there have since been some of those fired inspectors have challenged their firings, and they claimed that they were simply doing what the supervisors told them to do. So it's a big mess.
It sounds like a mess.
It's a big mess, but it's a big mess.
And this is, unfortunately, becoming far too routine. It has over the years. It's going to be great when we can finally just do a report. We'll do a report. Hey, Metro, trip went smoothly this morning. There were no problems. They showed up on time. They got there on time. Everyone got to ride on the new trains that don't smell like urine. It was wonderful. It was a perfect trip for all involved. I can't wait for that report. Coming soon, hopefully. 8:51 now on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Like a lot of things in life, social media can be a blessing, but also a curse. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. You may have heard me talk about this before, but I actually taught myself how to swim properly by watching videos on YouTube. In a recent study out of the UK, the video sharing site was the only social media platform to have a net positive impact on its users' lives. The worst, according to researchers at the Royal Society for Public Health, Instagram. The study's lead author told us it causes people to compare themselves against unrealistic, filtered, and Photoshop versions of reality. Twitter, Facebook, and Snapchat, they didn't fare much better. They can all exacerbate health and wellness issues such as anxiety, depression, self-identity, and body image issues. At the end of the day, it's okay to spend time on social media. Just make sure that you're also grounded in the real world. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Trucking isn't what it used to be. As the industry changes, many professional drivers desire more home time. I'm Craig Harper, Chief Operations Officer at J.B. Hunt. I enjoy being home as much as the next person. Home with the people and things I love. That's why I'm proud that more than half of our driving jobs get you home every day. What could you do with more home time? For a local job near you, call 855-8-JB-HUNT. That's 855-8-JB-HUNT.
If you're ready to buy your first home, a bigger home, or a better home, but still saving for the down payment, you need NASA Federal. Yeah, that NASA. With NASA Federal's LaunchPad Home Loan, there's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. You can save thousands with zero down and zero PMI. And with that big down payment out of the way, you're practically cleared for launch. Oh, and you don't have to work at NASA to get the LaunchPad Home Loan. You just need to call 855-999-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/999. That's 855-999-NASA or nasafcu.com/999. And with rates on the rise, now's the perfect time to spring into action. Get your new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 1-855-999-NASA or click nasafcu.com/999. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
At the Big Screen Store, save big for Labor Day. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99.
Whoa!
A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Come see Samsung's revolutionary QLED TVs, a breakthrough in brightness and color. Plus, save an additional 15% with special 36-month financing on Samsung's best TVs with your big screen card.
Now that's big.
The Big Screen Store. Labor Day savings start now. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details, store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 commuters really need to be careful. Had the stalled Jeep south on 270 right as you come to the lane divide along the left side. Now looks like it might be a two-car crash, so be very cautious. We have help arriving to the scene. Again, 270 south as you make your travels right as you get to the lane divide. The two right lanes, you're okay heading over toward Democracy. Now, Virginia. Inner loop of the Beltway, we had the broken down at Route 7. Looks like that's now to the shoulder. Now about getting rid of the delays leaving Springfield. 66 lingering volume from Fairlakes, Bear Oaks up through to the Beltway. Toll Road, we have two problems. Incidents going to be inbound, eastbound Toll Road after the Fairfax County Parkway. And we are jammed off of the Greenway, so hang tight here. Give it a little bit of time to clear out. And then as you come up to the Beltway, eastbound Toll Road on the exit ramp to the Beltway, that's where we have a crash. So do watch again for police direction through there. Update is sponsored by Showtime. Two kings collide. One will reign. Mayweather versus McGregor. I don't even know. It's the McGregor app. You can tell I'm a fan there. Saturday, August 26th at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very pleasant air mass in place, a nice north breeze around, and high pressure now moving in. A few clouds around this morning, and partly cloudy into the afternoon, low 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Thanks, Ray. Glad to hear there's a pleasant air mass out there. 74 degrees now, 8:56 on WMAL.
This fall, parents across America will be sending children off to college. This is a bittersweet time. I know. I'm one of those parents.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
On the one hand, we're happy and proud. On the other, we're sad and a little nervous. It's important that our kids have the independence they need to grow and mature, but it's also important that we stay in the loop. We want to have access to school, health, and other information. Did you know that we're not entitled to that information under the law? At 18, our kids are adults with all the privacy protections of an adult. But there's good news. There's a solution. We can draft a set of documents for your son or daughter's signature that will assure you the access you need. By the way, if you're a divorced dad, we'll provide these documents at no charge. We know some of you are already struggling to stay informed. You especially need these.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. The content of this ad does not constitute legal advice.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
All right. So that was fun. You know, tomorrow we're going to be doing some more pregame coverage of Game 3 of the Washington Redskins. Have the voice of the Redskins swing by to do that.
Preseason.
And then we've got real Donald Trump tweeting. He's all a Twitter. He's going off about the fake news again this morning, complaining about my different types of back-to-back speeches. He's very upset that they're saying that everything was different. He's saying, it's all in one. View me holistically.
Well, it's true. They are getting a little schizoid themselves. It's kind of funny to watch them going around the bend, though. It's like they're being gaslighted by Donald Trump, and they're all losing what was left of their minds. It's a great deal of fun.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL-Y.